This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me, not in the new studio, but by phone from New York City, is Jody Beznoska, who is the Vice President of Communications for Walton Arts Center. Jody, welcome.
Hi, Kyle.
Hello. What are you doing in New York?
Well, I am here with a bunch of Walton Arts Center colleagues, and we are attending the Association for Performing Arts Presenters Conference, also known as APAP.
And if I remember correctly, APAP is sort of a market for artists, for agents, for venues to all kind of meet together.
Yeah, this is the biggest event that APAP puts on. APAP is actually a service organization that serves presenters like Walton Arts Center and booking agents and artists, and it's kind of the organization that tries to bring all those people together to support the presentation of arts throughout the country. And this is their signature event. This is their big conference. There's more than 4,000 people attending the conference. And it's just like you said, it's very much a marketplace for presenters and agents and artists to try to connect and get each other's programs together. It's really something.
So does that mean future seasons, not just at Walton Arts Center, but other arts venues, are somewhat determined or at least influenced by what happens in New York this week?
Very much. Not just us. There's presenters from all over the country. Our folks down in Texas who we work with and are friends with, but they're from everywhere. I sat next to somebody at breakfast today who was from Hawaii. And it really is where a lot of deals get made and a lot of shows get seen. We get a chance to see little snippets of performances that we wouldn't get to see otherwise, and we try to build our season from everybody that we meet here and all of the different shows that we see and put together a wide range of performances. So we see everything from jazz to kids theater to dance to Broadway.
What's a typical day at APAP like then?
A typical day starts probably about 8 o'clock. You'll generally take a meeting with a booking agent, or if you're Aaron, you'll go to a special session on leadership or on, the future of the arts. And you'll take you'll do your 8 o'clock meeting, you'll grab some coffee somewhere, and then you'll head off at 9 o'clock to a plenary session or to a special interest session about, jazz or cultural diplomacy or how to get more people to come see shows in a recession. And then you will probably have lunch with another meeting. And then you might go to maybe four or five different showcases in the afternoon. And these are 20-minute snippets of companies or performances. Sometimes they're performed in a little room in the hotel that's probably no bigger than our hotel room. And sometimes they're performed at a club like B.B. King's Club down on 42nd Street. So you'll run around and you'll see all of those different showcases. You might go to another session, you might have another meeting, and then you might go to more showcases in the evening. And the days usually end at midnight or 1 o'clock because the showcases run all the way through till the wee hours of the morning.
Oh my gosh. Now you mentioned Aaron, who is a colleague of yours at Walton Arts Center, Aaron Jepson, correct?
Correct. Aaron is our booking and events manager.
And Aaron is there with you?
She is.
Aaron, this is your first APAP conference, is that right?
Yes, it is. I've been to some smaller regional ones before, but this is my first.
So what's a first-timer at APAP? What's that experience like?
It's different than I thought it was going to be. I thought I was going to be exhausted the whole time and overwhelmed, but instead I've been completely inspired and excited about the stuff I'm hearing. Maybe it's because I'm new at it that I'm just taking it all in and absorbing it all, but I'm just ready to kind of make a huge difference. It sounds big, but have to do it where I can, even in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And I'm leaving the conference with that inspiration. I don't book shows in my job at Walton Arts Center, so I've been taking more of the leadership and how do you lead your teams in a creative environment and get everything to just make sense. I'm taking that away. So it's been a lot of fun and exciting.
Well, I'll open this question to both of you. What have your colleagues from around the country said about getting people into arts venues in a slow economy? Have they had positive experiences?
The groups I'm in have been going, the sessions I've been going to have really been focusing on the idea of turning the arts away from a theater, putting it out either in different spaces. We've been talking about this idea of a third space a lot, and meeting spaces and parks and anything can be a place for the arts, and also how to make it accessible. It's not going to be your Broadway ticket price. They've been talking a lot about things that Walton Arts Center has already been doing, actually, like free programming during festivals, lower price tickets like we do with our 10 by 10 program. So it's been interesting that Walton Arts Center actually seems very progressive and that we've already been doing this for a few years. And some of these venues are talking about that's what they're going to have to do to keep their audiences, and here we are doing it. So it's really cool to see that.
Yeah, I agree with Aaron 100%. And one of the themes that you hear at every conference, whether it's a marketing conference or a booking conference or a Broadway conference, is that the traditional arts audience is not the future, that there is a whole group of people out there in the community that didn't grow up with the arts in their schools every day, and they didn't grow up playing in symphonies and bands and singing in choirs and, you know, having art classes. That so we're facing a very different environment in the future, and pretty much everybody is saying adjust your practices to try to get this new audience, otherwise you won't survive. And so I'm proud to listen to the conference and listen to the trends, because these are the areas that we've been trying to focus on at Walton Arts Center. And it's hard, because a building like Walton Arts Center is built for people to come and sit and watch. Trying to get people to participate and feel very deeply connected to the art form is a challenge. And so it's helping us frame that for the future, and it's also helping us, it's influencing as we think about expansion at Walton Arts Center. All of these conversations are really important to help us determine what our new theaters are going to look like.
Finally, have either of you seen any arts troupes or artists that maybe we won't see in Walton Arts Center next year, maybe we will, but any that you think, oh, now this is someone I didn't know about before, but I really think they're going to be something?
Well, one of my favorite experiences here is coming back to the Hilton. They have all of these different arts groups literally playing in these tiny little rooms, probably no bigger than a hotel room. And I saw a female folk bluegrass trio called Red Molly. And I thought they were terrific. And we might actually be able to book them, but that's one of the best parts of this conference, is stumbling across those random little bands that you go, gosh, nobody in Arkansas will have heard of these people, but if we can get them here and if we can somehow convince people to come in the door, they're really going to enjoy them. And most of it is that. Most of it is stumbling on tiny little, you know, little bands or little dance companies that you go, yeah, this might be tough, but we should try, because it means we might be able to show people something they didn't expect.
Well, have a good rest of your time there and safe travels back. Aaron Jepson, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. It's been great.
Jody, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kyle.